I'm Ricky Bevington with your GPB Evening Headlines. Representatives of the Walmart company Ayers deny any involvement in the Georgia governor's race. It comes after Republican candidate Casey Cagle was secretly recorded saying he backed a school choice law to keep millions of dollars in campaign money from the family's nonprofit foundation from going to another candidate. Cagle faces Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp in the July 24th runoff vote for the Republican nomination for governor. The winner will face Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams in November. A group of activists is calling for a public apology from Waffle House after black patrons in Alabama and North Carolina were arrested. The civil rights leaders are also asking charges to be dropped. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports.
Civil rights leaders gathered today at Waffle House headquarters in Norcross. They are protesting charges filed after Waffle House employees called police on the black patrons, saying it would not have happened if the customers were white. David Johns is with the National Black Justice Coalition.
Both these individuals, Chakeisha and Anthony, now have criminal records. They have court dates. They have things that they now have to account for in their lives while people at Waffle House go about their business.
More than 2,000 people signed a petition saying Waffle House condoned police brutality against Clemens and Wall. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
A woman whose arm was amputated after a collision involving an Atlanta police officer is suing the city. The lawsuit filed Thursday says the officer slammed her patrol car into the side of Lisa Williams' vehicle as Williams drove through a green light through an intersection on February 21st. A city spokesman said Friday the city hadn't received the lawsuit. A letter written by Christopher Columbus and stolen from the Vatican has been found in Atlanta. The AGC reports it disappeared from the Vatican Library, then was bought in 2004 by an Atlanta art collector who didn't know it was stolen. Despite paying nearly $1 million for the artifact, the unnamed Atlantan has agreed to return the letter to Rome. The investigation into the stolen letter is still ongoing. And Atlanta rapper and producer Jermaine Dupri has become the second hip-hop artist to be entered into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Jay-Z was the first last year. Dupri was inducted last night by Mariah Carey. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.